record since Christmas. Just what's allowed this team to find their rhythm and continue to gel even better?
I mean, it's always going to start with our defense. Over the last 15, 20 games, we talked about it yesterday, really since the cup quarters, a little bit of top five defense. So it starts there. And then every night, just finding ways to win. Seems like every night, somehow, some way, we're able to find a new solution to score more points than the opponent. So, which is all helpful as we, bounced around different lineups and now getting to that part where we're healthy and getting home.
And then looking at he's a unique player, Jalen Johnson, what he's able to do. What challenges does he present tonight?
Yeah, just size and force in the open court. And then he has the ball a lot for his size. We play it in a unique style that's really free-flowing, a lot of concept offensively to where he handles. He's a screener in some. He's the handler in a lot. And then just giving him driving lanes by spacing their five in the corner. So he has the ball in his hands a lot. At that size, that's a little different. So he puts a ton of pressure when they're paying defense.
Coach, this has been like a homecoming trip for you. Like, y'all went back to PA. You grew up near that area. Now back here where it all started. How are you, as it's been for you, coming back and visiting and seeing people that you know and over the years?
It's just not my first trip back. You kind of bounce around the NBA. You hit different spots. Again, just thankful that my first NBA stint was here. We had such a great staff. I was able to work for, two other assistants that were on that staff that had since moved forward and been head coaches. So, and then now I have Damari and Mike on our staff. So, that part's cool. But, you're at that time, it's the same in college. I was just begging to get in. Thankful that where I started in college, that program is one of one. And same thing here. When I came here, you're begging to get into the NBA. You have no idea where it goes. And I was fortunate to be on a great staff.
When you look at Jalen, obviously, you guys practiced yesterday. Usually a practice day, you get a chance to maybe work on some conditioning. Was he able to do that at all yesterday in terms of?
We were able to get a little bit, just more reps with them, with our guys. So I think that was the first practice we've had since December 22nd, where it's the day after an off day. So first time we've had 2 days in between games since Christmas. So got to be smart. We're not going to change a lot systematically. Get some rest, but also get in the gym and get around each other and try to speed him up. But he's in a good place.
Okay. Is he close to getting conditioned to the point where he's starting again or not?
I think those he's not going to start. He's going to come off the bench. It's just those minutes, the target number of competitive minutes got to go up. We need him at the end of games. Right. So to try to manage that the best we can at this point, it's best just to bring him off the bench. But whatever minutes he's out there, we know we're fortunate to have a healthy group. Talked to the guys yesterday, end of game's going to be tough. We got a lot of really good players, a lot of big decisions, and we played well, so a lot of that stuff, we're going to have some feel and some grace as we go through this.
Last thing I had was that game against the Hawks. It seemed like it was forever ago because it was back in November. You pull anything from that for tonight?
Obviously that third and fourth quarter, that fourth quarter didn't go well. They like to turn you over. I think we had five turnovers in that fourth quarter. Their ability to get into the paint. We just lost our way in that fourth quarter. But it's going to take both. This team plays different. It's like a very, very different offense. It's similar to kind of Miami on the being part of this trip. It's definitely more pick and rolls than that, but it's not a ton with their fives. They really move the ball. They've added shooting. It's a different kind of threat. Even since then, trading play in that first game. But they're going to get in that paint. They're going to play fast in transition. We've got to get back. And they're going to try to put their head down, get in that paint. And now they've added the shooting piece.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Good.
Thanks.
Thank you.